Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, Kim, what's up?
What's going on, boys? How we doing? Happy Wednesday.
Yes, yes. I bet in a future, or excuse me, a past Birchie life, this was a pretty exciting day for you the night before Thanksgiving. Am I wrong?
Who's not to say in current Birchie's life? But don't sell me short now. I can still get after a little bit.
I suspect it's changed a little bit with a little legend in the house, but nonetheless.
I can always strap him to my back and bring him along to Tin Roof. You know how it is.
Actually, it doesn't surprise me that that would be under consideration from you.
I go to Tin Roof. Yeah. I love it.
Virtue loving it downtown.
All right, so.
Hey, Gator, I gotta have you settle a debate. So, because I usually come on for this awesome spot on Fridays.
Yeah.
Sensing that we might want to do it today before the game as we usually do, I texted Karsh this morning, 7:23, and I said, hey, are we sticking to our usual Friday spot this week? He said, yep, what time? We decided on 11 a.m. So you can imagine my surprise when I was driving into the studio at about 10:30 this morning and heard Doug Karsh say, and the Birchie kid will join us at 11 a.m. today. I thought, huh, I could have sworn we had settled on Friday. Am I in the wrong or was Karsh in the wrong? Who crossed whose wires in that exchange?
Clearly, your wires are crossed. You were the one that was at fault.
Good to know. So it's been settled.
Yeah, it's settled. It's settled.
You know, there were wires crossed because when you said our usual Friday spot, I thought you meant today is a Lions Friday.
Yeah,
so right. It was just right. About the time. But I'm glad we got you on it all. And let's start with injury-wise. Who do you think plays tomorrow and who doesn't?
So we know, for one, that Kirby Joseph won't play. I mean, Campbell said he doesn't see him playing, so we can safely rule him out, unfortunately, for the sixth game in a row. And then they're feeling pretty good about Davenport, and I know I said the same thing last week, and I apologize if you were under the impression that he would play because of that, but Dan obviously said he was hopeful that Davenport plays on our airwaves on Tuesday and suggested the same thing when he spoke with the media in Allen Park later on that same day. I get the sense that they're going to let Davenport rip tomorrow, and boy, do they need more production from that spot. So that's a big boost. And then there's a bunch of unknowns right now, man. This short turnaround has thrown this team into flux a little bit. You've got Graham Glasgow, who is dealing with a knee injury, and he was an estimated no practice in both of their walkthroughs this week. The same would go for Khalif Raymond with an ankle injury. Same goes for Brock Wright with a neck injury. Obviously, three pretty important players. And if those guys can't go, you're probably looking at Tristan Colon stepping in at center for Graham Glasgow. You're probably looking at, obviously, Tesla as wide receiver three for Raymond. And then either Dominic Lovett or Tom Kennedy on punt returns. No one else other than Raymond has returned a single punt for this team this season. If Brock Wright can't go, some combination of Firkser, Ross Dwelly, and maybe even Jackson Meek. So a lot to sort out. And then, you know, there's some big news coming potentially today on Josh Pascal, and we're still awaiting word. I know you guys are aware of that situation yourselves, but obviously troubling when he popped up yesterday as an estimated no practice in the walkthrough because he's a guy who has to be activated today along with Miles Frazier or his season is over. His window for activation expires today. So those two guys either have to be activated or shut down for the year.
Okay, two things on that. One, do you expect Frazier to get activated?
Yes, I would be shocked if Frazier is not activated. I don't think he'll play tomorrow, but I do think they activate him.
And why didn't they put Kirby Joseph on the IR?
It's a great question. And I actually caught up with Kirby on Monday. He can be sometimes elusive, Jahmyr Gibbs-like in the locker room, but was able to grab him for a few questions and just kind of talking through his injury with them. To be clear, he is itching to go. He is raring to go. But I think, you know, there's a possibility that they brought him back a little bit prematurely the first time. And that's why they find themselves in this situation now being very conservative with this rehab. And Kirby was like, look, I would return right now if I could, but I also know that we can't rush this. I can't rush this because if I come back again and go down again, it's going to be an even longer absence. You know, it sounds to me just reading between the lines that he's dealing with some kind of knee tendonitis. Dan said yesterday they're trying to just re-strengthen the muscles around the knee to stabilize it and get him back into a spot where he can contribute on game days. So, you know, maybe that's a difficult timeline to gauge, and they were hopeful that he would return sooner than he has. Dan said this month that recovery hasn't gone as quickly or smoothly as they hoped. So all of those things have kind of contributed to it. And then the fact that they do only have 8 IR activations, and they've already used 4 and may have to use a couple more moving forward. But I agree, in hindsight, they clearly should have put him on IR.
This week on this station, both Dan Campbell and Jared Goff were asked independently about what does we got to clean stuff up mean specifically. They both said, independently of each other, third down conversions and third down efficiency. Is that something you see as the same thing, or are we all just reading from the same page here?
Yeah, I'm with them on that for sure. I thought they were actually much better last week in third and manageable, and that's an issue that has tripped them up all season. I believe in last week's game they did convert all or almost all of their 3rd and 7 or less. That feels like a step forward, albeit against the defense that has been gouged all season long. That was a sign of progress. And, you know, they also need to be better. And I hate to be the one to repeat what everyone else is saying, but on 1st and 2nd down, 3rd down is going to decide this team's offensive ceiling and maybe their ceiling as a team, guys. If you look at the 4 teams each year that have made conference championship weekend, it's been 6 years since a team ranked in the bottom half of the league in 3rd down and made conference championship weekend, and 10 years since a team ranked in the bottom third and reached conference championship weekend. That was the Broncos way back in 2015, who happened to win the Super Bowl with the #1 defense in the NFL. So that's what you would need to offset the Lions' 3rd down offense as it's currently functioning.
Bertie, if I have a scale, and at one end of the scale, it says the Detroit Lions are fatally flawed, and at the other end of the scale, it says the Detroit Lions are gearing up for a run at the Super Bowl, which way does the arrow point more for you? Does it point more towards they're fatally flawed, or does it point towards they're gearing up for the Super Bowl, or is it right in the middle, we can't tell yet?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.